This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open. It's open mic on Science Fantastic. How many times have you listened to the radio or watched the news and something comes on that catches your fancy? Something about science, about the space program, about medicine, about genetics, but hey, you're the only one in the room. There's nobody to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can get to the phones and get right to me, and you can record a comment or a question. All you have to do is call 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. A recording will come on. Leave your name, the call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from. Leave your comment or question, and hey, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. That's right. It's as simple as that. Or if you want to make contact with me, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and you can see a list of my best-selling books. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity. Humanity in outer space. What would it be like to terraform Mars? To leave the solar system? To colonize nearby planets? What would it be like to one day encounter extraterrestrial intelligence? Hostile or not? Well, that's my latest book, but then my previous books include The Future of the Mind, about telepathy, telekinesis, about mind-computer interface. Did you know that we can now begin the process of recording dreams? This is all physics. It's not hocus-pocus or magic. We're talking real science here in The Future of the Mind. And then, in Physics of the Future, I talk about robots, the future of the space program. What will a computer look like 100 years from now? And then Physics of the Impossible, I go way out there. I talk about the world maybe 500 years from now. But we might have time machines. We might have starships. We might have the ability to have teleportation and invisibility. And all those things you see in the movies, well, all of it is contained in the book, The Physics of the Future. So, once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about. I mean, why should we scientists have all the fun? We're the ones investigating the secrets of Mother Nature. We're the ones trying to find out about our role in the universe. So why not be part of this great search? Get to the phones and call 612-564-8135, and you too can be part of the future. And just remember, we also report on the science news. Just recently, NASA sent the InSight Mars probe all the way out to the Red Planet. And by November, it should intercept the Red Planet and give us, well, a look at the inside of Mars. Now, we've photographed every single square mile of the Martian surface. We know more about the Martian surface than we do the planet Earth, for God's sake. And that's because the Earth is mainly covered with water. Mars is not. Therefore, we've been able to map every square foot of the surface of Mars. But we know nothing, I repeat, nothing about the inside of Mars. And that's where the Mars InSight probe comes from. It's part of the search to find out what's on the inside of Mars. We're going to sonogram Mars. Now, think of what a sonogram does. A sonogram sends sound waves into your body. The sound waves bounce off different organs, ricochet, cause echoes, and then a computer takes all these echoes and reassembles a picture of what's inside your body. In the same way, the inside probe is going to detect Mars quakes. That's right, earthquakes on Mars. By analyzing Mars quakes will vibrate inside the surface of Mars, bounce off the different layers of, let's say, magma and the mantle of Mars, and allow computers to give us a rough approximation of the interior of Mars. Now, you might say to yourself, well, why should we care? I mean, that's just underneath tons and tons of rock. Well, it has to do with the mystery of the red planet. Why did Mars lose its water? Why did Mars become this barren, frozen desert? Mars was once tropical. It cooled off before the Earth did. Mars was tropical when the Earth was still molten. But something happened to Mars. Mars once had great oceans. It once had an ocean about the size of the United States of America. We see remnants of riverbeds and flows of rivers and the outlines of oceans. But now, nothing. What happened? Well, we think that Mars has no magnetic field, and as a consequence, there's no magnetic shield protecting it from harsh cosmic rays, and especially the solar wind, which blows the atmosphere into outer space. That's probably what happened to the atmosphere of Mars. And then the question is, well, can that happen to the Earth? Well, the answer is yes, but how? It turns out that our magnetic field is also beginning to wind down. That's right. If you go back to the ancient mariners, they recorded the strength of magnetic fields at different points of the Earth. And if you compare the strengths of the magnetic fields they found back then with the magnetic fields of today, we find that, yes, magnetic fields are dropping on the planet Earth. And believe it or not, we don't know why. That's right. We're clueless as to understanding why the magnetic field of the Earth is gradually diminishing. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to have a pole shift. That doesn't mean that we're going to have tremendous calamities like in the movies. No, this is the magnetic north that is decreasing in intensity. We don't know why. It has something to do with the churning of hot magma in the center of the Earth, but your guess is as good as mine. And so by analyzing the interior of Mars, we're going to begin to understand what's inside the red planet and what's in store for the planet Earth. Okay, well, let's move on now, and let's take a few listener phone calls. Let's take the first listener phone call.
My name is Patrick Keeley. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I was interested in how close theoretical physicists like you, Michio Kaku, are close to finding the theory of everything, or something close to the theory of everything.
Okay, well, let me take a stab at that question. First of all, since time immemorial, philosophers, scientists, and mystics have wanted to find the ultimate substance of reality. The Greeks, for example, got it down to four. That is, earth, water, and dirt. And they thought that with four basic elements, they could create everything they see around us. When you look around you, you see the air, you see the oceans, you see water. But the ancients couldn't get anywhere with that theory. How do you explain the diversity of matter throughout the universe? How do we explain life? None of that could be explained by simply positing four substances. And then we had the Pythagoreans. The Pythagoreans worked out the laws of harmony. That's right. By looking at a lyre string, they were able to work out octaves, thirds, and fifths, and they reduced music to mathematics. And then they thought, aha, this is the theory of everything. This allows us to explain the universe. But it never went anywhere either. Because how do musical notes explain oxygen, hydrogen, helium? How do they explain the diversity of minerals and substances we see everywhere around the universe? Well, nothing much happened for a few thousand years until finally, in the 1800s, we had the birth of modern chemistry. With chemistry, we could reduce 100 or so elements, basic elements, out of which everything else could be formed. But that was also unsatisfying, because why 100 elements? And there seemed to be regularities among these elements. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and then we're going to continue a discussion of the theory of everything.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, you are listening to a program which talks about the cutting edge of science. And before the break, we had a call. How close are we to the theory of everything? Well, as you mentioned before, the ancients thought they had it all mapped out. They thought that there was an earth substance, a substance or thing out of which everything could be explained. Why do we have the oceans? Why do we have the air? Why do we have the earth? They thought that all the basic elements of the universe could be brought down to just a handful. But that theory never went anywhere. Then in the 1800s came the beginning of modern chemistry, and we began to reduce the enormous diversity of matter to just a little over 100. With about 100 elements, you could then explain everything else. But why 100? And why the regularity within the Mendeleev chart of chemical elements? Well, then we broke down the atoms and found there was something inside the atom. Atom means atom. A means cannot. Tum means cut, so atom means cannot cut. But we smashed the atom. With the work of Ernest Rutherford, the atom was not fundamental at all. We could smash the atoms and get even smaller subatomic particles like protons. Then we could smash protons and get even smaller subatomic particles. So when I was a grad student years ago, there were hundreds, thousands of subatomic particles. We were drowning in the theory of everything. How could Mother Nature be so malicious, so devilish to create a universe where the fundamental substance of reality consisted of thousands of subatomic particles, each one with bizarre names, each one with bizarre subatomic properties? It couldn't be that way. Well, since then, we've made some progress. We have what is called the quark model, and the quark model can give you many of the other subatomic particles, but still we have 36 quarks. So, the standard model of subatomic particles based on quarks cannot be the final theory. Some physicists say that it's a theory so ugly that only a mother could love it. That's the standard model. But it seems to work. Why should Mother Nature be so malicious? Because Einstein had a different point of view. Einstein was able to summarize the laws of matter, energy, and space and time into just a single equation. E equals mc squared, for example, unites matter with energy. M is matter, like the hydrogen of the sun, which turns into E of sunlight, which gives us Einstein's famous equation, E equals mc squared, which is the reason why the stars shine. And so the fundamental mystery of why the universe is lit up the way it is reduced to a single equation that's half an inch long. Well, Einstein thought that another equation, perhaps an inch long, would allow him to summarize all physical matter. Why do we have neutrons and protons and neutrinos? Why do we have all these subatomic particles with bizarre names? Why? Why? Well, Einstein failed. He spent the last 30 years of his life, from 1925 to 1955, searching for this theory of everything. In fact, there's even a Hollywood movie which won the Academy Award, featuring an actor who plays Stephen Hawking, my colleague, who recently passed away. The title of the movie is The Theory of Everything. Well, watching the movie, I thought it was a very good biography of Stephen. However, it never bothered to mention the name of the theory of everything. It is called string theory. Now, string theory is not confirmed. That's one reason among several that Stephen did not win the Nobel Prize. However, it is a theory which seems to summarize everything into the laws of music laid out by the Pythagoreans 2,000 years ago. They thought that the universe was made out of music, and all the musical notes corresponded to all the different kinds of substances that we see around us. Nice idea, but it never went anywhere. But now we have the atomic model of neutrons and protons and electrons, but where do they come from? We think that they, in turn, perhaps come from vibrating strings. So each note of a string is not a chemical. No. Each note of a string is a subatomic particle, which then can create atoms. And so why do we have so many subatomic particles? Because we have so many notes on a violin string. If you had a microscope, it can see right into a neutron or a proton. You will see that the neutron or the proton is not really a dot at all, as we once thought. It's really a vibrating rubber band. And when the vibrating rubber band vibrates at a different frequency, we call it by a different name. And that's why we have neutrons and protons and electrons. They're nothing but musical notes on a vibrating string. That explains the standard model. It explains why we have 36 quarks, why we have so many fundamental subatomic particles. They're not fundamental at all. And then physics is reduced to the laws of harmony of these strings. Chemistry is nothing but the melodies that we can play on strings. The universe is a symphony of strings. And then the mind of God that Einstein thought would reveal the deepest secrets of reality, the mind of God, is cosmic music resonating through hyperspace. You see, these are not ordinary strings. These are strings that vibrate not in three dimensions, but in 11-dimensional hyperspace. And so, with this simple formulation, that music resonating through 11-dimensional hyperspace gives you all the subatomic particles we see in Mother Nature. And then the last question is, well, if this theory is so great, smarty pants, how come you guys don't win the Nobel Prize for it? Well, it's not verifiable at the present time. We have to build more particle accelerators, build more experimental apparatuses that can then prove that these particles do indeed arise from a string. So until then, sorry about that, it is just a theory. But if you want to know more about the theory, get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds, and also Hyperspace, which has a full discussion of the theory of everything. Oh, and lastly, some people say, give me an alternative. Let's say I don't like string theory. Let's say it's too crazy for me. 11-dimensional hyperspace sounds like Star Trek to me. Give me an alternative. Well, there is none. If you are a theoretical physicist, you know that this is the only game in town. Either you play with strings or you wander in the wilderness. There is no other alternative that has survived all the challenges made by physicists for the last 50 years. Think about that. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is James Heffernan, and I'm calling from Springfield, Illinois. No radio station, just Twitter. And I wanted to know, Elon Musk a number of times recently has stated that you can cause a runaway greenhouse reaction on Mars if you detonate a number of thermonuclear warheads over the southern ice cap. I wanted to know if this is possible, and also how many would it take, and why would only heat radiate down to the planet, and why would the ice not be irradiated? Thank you.
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. Elon Musk is a pioneer who has the audacity to create a fleet of rockets that could reach the moon and perhaps even Mars, and he paid for it out of his own pocket. I mean, think about that. That would be once considered preposterous for a science fiction movie just a few decades ago. I mean, think about that. A billionaire who decides to finance a moon rocket from his own pocket. Amazing. Well, anyway, Elon Musk is this visionary who has business sense and has created a billion-dollar empire with Tesla Motors, PayPal, and now SpaceX. And he was asked a question. What's the fastest way to terraform Mars? Terraform Mars means turning it into a Garden of Eden, turning it into an Earth-like environment so that people can live and thrive on the red planet. And he said, well, yeah, detonate a few nukes on Mars. Well, some people thought that was an outlandish idea, so he backtracked a little bit. He says, well, let there be air bursts, not ground bursts, that would create radioactive fallout. So what is fallout? Fallout is radiation left over from radioactive dirt that is sucked into the fireball of a nuclear bomb, and also the irradiated vaporized remnants of the hull of the bomb casing. That's called fallout. However, if you have an airburst, that is, you detonate the bomb over the ground, there is no radioactive fallout at all. By the way, Hiroshima and Nagasaki were both airbursts. Many people say, ha, look at, well, let's take a short commercial break and then let's continue a discussion of nuking Mars. Is that the best way to make Mars into a Garden of Eden? Well, once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. coalition of railroad workers is calling recently passed legislation to avoid a potential strike despicable. The Railroad Workers United group said both Republicans and Democrats opted to side with big business over working people. The group criticized President Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for pushing through the agreement and called out Republicans for voting against providing workers 7 days of paid sick leave. President Joe Biden said Thursday he's willing to speak to Russian President Vladimir Putin about Ukraine in coordination with NATO allies. But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says they have no plans to talk currently.
Putin has shown absolutely no inclination to be interested in dialogue of any kind. In fact, quite the contrary.
This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Science Fantastic.
Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, before the break, we had a very interesting phone call asking about Elon Musk's idea of, well, nuking Mars. Elon Musk is the great scientific visionary and billionaire pioneering SpaceX, Tesla Motors, and PayPal. And he has created his own moon rocket called the Falcon Heavy and even has a Mars rocket on the books. It's called the BFR, this gigantic rocket that takes us to Mars. B is for big, R is for rocket, and F is for your imagination.
Well, in spite of all the difficulties, he does believe that our future lies on the Red Planet. But how do you turn the Red Planet into a Garden of Eden? Well, nuke the ice caps. Mars has two gigantic polar ice caps that are full of carbon dioxide and water. Water in frozen form. So why not melt them? Well, at first he said nuke Mars, but then he began to backtrack when he was criticized, and then said, well, why not have an airburst? So let me explain. Where does the fallout come from an atomic bomb? It comes from radioactive dirt that is sucked into the fireball, and also the bomb casing, which is vaporized in the process of detonating a atomic or hydrogen warhead. But you see, Nagasaki and Hiroshima, those bombs had very little fallout. Now, some people say, aha, it means that even after nuclear war, we can recover very quickly. Well, not so fast. It turns out that, yeah, they were airbursts, which meant that their fallout was diminished. However, if they were groundbursts, then they would be radioactive for decades to perhaps centuries to come. But because they were airbursts, it reduced the amount of fallout that was sucked into the fireball. So Elon Musk has let them be airbursts over the surface of Mars. Well, personally, I think there's a better way to do it, and that is to have solar satellites. Solar satellites orbit Mars to beam down solar energy that would then slowly melt the polar ice caps without having to radiate Mars. Is it possible to nuke Mars? The answer is yes. Nuclear weapons are cheaper than you realize. They only cost a few million bucks apiece. Believe it or not, they can be mass-produced. Of course, to obtain one is quite difficult, but the actual physical cost of creating a hydrogen warhead is actually not that much, because most of it is automated and mass-produced. So it is possible to nuke Mars, but the consequences, well, there could be unexpected consequences. We don't know the stability of the Red Planet's polar ice caps. We don't know how many bombs are necessary to accomplish that feat. It's basically a shot in the dark. And personally, I think that astronauts may not want to drink water that comes from the polar ice caps if the water makes you glow at night all by yourself. And so I think that it's not such a good idea, especially when there are alternatives to terraforming Mars. In my book, The Future of Humanity, I mentioned that if we can raise the temperature of Mars by 6 degrees, if we can raise the temperature by that amount, you would have a runaway greenhouse effect all by itself, and Mars would literally terraform itself. Now, you may say to yourself, isn't that science fiction? Well, yeah, part science fiction, but realize that we are terraforming the Earth right now. That's right. We are terraforming a planet, except that planet is not Mars. It happens to be the planet Earth. And so we do have some experience with terraforming a planet, because we are terraforming our own backyard. And, well, who knows what's going to happen to our planet as a consequence. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Keep the calls coming. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Be part of the fun. Be part of the great search for knowledge about this great universe of ours.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. You're not going to get a busy signal. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call 612-564-8135. When the recording comes on, leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, leave a comment or a question, and bingo! Perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. And just remember that even sometimes the dumb questions are the most profound of all. Recently, one of my friends who works for Con Edison, the utility here, was just shooting the breeze with his friends at the water cooler, and someone just casually remarked the simple question, if the sun were to disappear right now, how long would it take before we would notice it? Such a simple question that left everybody stumped. Here were all these top electrical engineers in charge of the grid for New York City, clueless about what to do if one day the sun were to disappear. Well, I know the answer. It turns out that in eight minutes, the Earth would be flung into outer space without the sun. You see, gravity itself has a speed limit. The speed of gravity is the speed of light. Yep, Einstein was right, and the Nobel Prize was given out last year to three astronomers and astrophysicists who showed that gravity waves from titanic events like the collision of black holes, emit shock waves that can be detected by our instruments, and yep, that's right, these shock waves travel at the speed of light. So in other words, if you have a question, give us a call. The number is, once again, 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Fairbanks, Alaska, radio station KFBX. And I was wondering what the shape of Hawaii is as it's the lava comes up through the ocean, up over the top of the ocean, and as it spills out, does it form a mushroom? Are people more or less living on the sides of a mushroom that could break off on a heavy earthquake and then fall into the ocean? Thank you.
Well, you ask a question that's on a lot of people's mind right now because of the devastation in Hawaii. In fact, I once took a helicopter rented by BBC Television, and we filmed. We actually filmed right over the Kilauea volcano, which is now erupting. And very clearly, from the vantage point of our helicopter, you could see the red, hot, molten lava spewing out, creating this gigantic volcanic dome. So you're right that the emission of hot magma from the bowels of the earth do create this cone, which creates the cone of the volcano. And I should also point out that, yes, we have all the devastation, the evacuations, the chaos caused by this, but realize that, well, the Hawaiian Islands themselves are a lesson in geology. You see, a new Hawaiian island is being created even as we speak. That's right, even as we speak, a new Hawaiian island is erupting off the coast of Hawaii, creating the next Hawaiian island. Now, if you take a look at a map of the Hawaiian Islands, you see that they're like a bunch of dots lined up in a row. Now, why is that? Why do we have all these volcanoes lined up in a straight line? And the answer is very simple. Continental drift. It turns out there's a stationary pool of magma right there, but as the Earth's crust moves over the stationary pool of magma, the magma's pressure eventually punches a hole through the crust of the Earth, creating the next volcano. And that's the origin of the Hawaiian Islands, the fact that continental drift is pushing the crust of the Earth over a stationary pool of magma, which periodically punches a hole, creating the next Hawaiian island. Now, believe it or not, we also find that on Mars. Yep, on Mars. On Mars, there are three volcanoes lined up in a straight line, just like we see here on the planet Earth in the Hawaiian Islands. So even though Mars probably does not have continental drift today, we think that in the past it probably did. And that's the reason why we have three volcanoes right in a line in Mars, just like we see the Hawaiian Islands today, because basically we're seeing geology at work. And then the next question is, well, where does all this energy come from? Let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, I'll tell you where the energy of all this activity in Hawaii come from. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules.
For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to find out what I'm up to, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It has references to my latest book, The Future of Humanity. Humanity in Outer Space, as we terraform Mars, as we go past the solar system to the distant planets, and one day, as we encounter extraterrestrial intelligence throughout the universe. And so once again, the book is called The Future of Humanity. Well, before the break, we had a question about volcanoes, given the fact we have this massive eruption taking place in the Big Island of Hawaii with the Kilauea volcano, causing people to evacuate from their homes. And we left off with the question, well, where does all this energy come from? Well, believe it or not, there was a debate 100 years ago which split the scientific community. Biologists and geologists said that it must have taken literally billions of years to create the planet Earth. However, physicists said no. It only takes a few million years for molten rock to cool down. The Earth is still hot. Therefore, the Earth must be just a few million years old, not billions of years old. Well, here was one example of when we physicists were wrong. That's right. We got the laws of physics wrong. Madame Curie was the one who got it right. Madame Curie said radiation, like coming from thorium and uranium, they can be radioactive for billions of years, and that's why the volcanoes that we see in Hawaii are erupting. The center of the Earth is radioactive. With uranium, thorium, and other radioactive chemicals, that generates heat for billions of years. The Earth should have cooled down by itself millions of years after it was formed, but that's because ordinary heat cannot be sustained for billions of years. Radiation can. And so here's an example of, well, where we physicists were incorrect. The Earth is radioactive. Radioactive elements can be radioactive for billions of years, not millions of years. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
My name is Victor, and I'm from the great city of Detroit. My question is, a lot of science people poke fun saying I'm supposed to believe in some magical wizard with a long beard created life. I say no, absolutely not. Some greater power must have caused the universe to exist. Is the existence of a watch indicates the presence of an intelligent mind, right? And the existence of the universe and various phenomena within it indicates the presence of even a greater intelligence, right? The universe looks the same whether science admits there's a God or not. So why not be logical and say science is non-religious, but we think there is a creator, instead of laughing at believers who also trust science? Please get back to me on this. Thank you.
Well, of course, you asked the $64,000 question of, is there a plan or a design? Or if so, is there a designer and a planner that created everything? I don't have time to discuss everything. However, in my book, Parallel Worlds, I do give you the philosophy that Einstein laid out, that first of all, there are two kinds of God that we have to be very careful to distinguish. The first God is the personal God. That is the God that answers prayers. Every Christmas, kids pray to God to get that shiny bicycle they've always dreamt about. Other people dream about smiting the Philistines. Other people dream about glory. But whatever, we have the personal God, the God that answers your prayers. Then we have the God of Spinoza, the God of order, the God of harmony, beauty, simplicity. Einstein did not believe in the God that answers your prayers. Why should the God of the universe, which created the glorious heavens, be concerned about that red bicycle that you want for Christmas? He thought instead there should be a creator a la Spinoza's creator. That is, the laws of physics are so beautiful, he thought. They're so simple and so elegant that it could not have been an accident. So he believed in what is called the Old One. In many of his letters, he talks about the Old One, because the universe, of course, is very old. But where did it all come from, this ancient universe of ours? And he considered himself a child entering a library for the first time. Think of entering a gigantic library with thousands of books, and all he could do was take the first volume and open the first page and read the first chapter in this gigantic library called the universe. And so Einstein did not think it was an accident, but he did not believe in a personal God. He believed in the God of simplicity, order, the God that gave us a harmonious universe when the universe could have been random. The universe could have been ugly. It could have been, for example, a universe without stable matter. So the universe would be nothing but a sea of electrons and neutrinos and not much else. But here we are with this glorious universe, with this incredible diversity of chemicals and life forms and substances, this incredible diversity of forms, and it didn't have to be that way. And so that's what Einstein thought about this. And then the next question is, what about religion as an organized institution and science? Well, Galileo, I think, said it best. Galileo said that the purpose of science is to determine how the heavens go. The purpose of religion is to determine how to go to heaven. So, in other words, religion is about ethics. It's about how to be a good person, how to be God-fearing. It's how to be kind to your neighbors. It's the golden rule. All that is contained within the Bible. However, we also have the laws of physics about how the heavens go. And Einstein thought we should keep the two distinct. And the trouble occurs when religious people pontificate about natural law or when scientists begin to pontificate about ethics. That's where we get into trouble. Okay, well, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science. Give us a call. The hotline number to call, once again, write this number down, is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, perhaps you might get on Science Fantastic.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.